T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A whistleblower complaint reportedly about President Trump has prompted a closed-door House Intelligence Committee hearing today.
CBS News correspondent Steve Dorsey joining us live from Washington on the Newsline. Steve, what do we know about this complaint?
Good afternoon. We don't know much about this complaint, only about what the Washington Post had reported yesterday, which is that a member of the intelligence community had filed a whistleblower complaint after that person had raised alarms about what's being described as a promise the president allegedly made to a foreign leader over the telephone. We don't know who that person was. We don't know who the foreign leader was. And that's the same position that most of Capitol Hill is in, with lawmakers in the House Intelligence Committee frustrated. They say they haven't been getting answers from either the White House or the Inspector General for the intelligence communities today.
Yeah, the acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, refuses to turn over the whistleblower report. Why? What's his argument?
Well, he says it contains confidential and privileged information, and that based on advice from the Department of Justice, they don't have a requirement to do so. However, Adam Schiff, the top Democrat on the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, differs. He says that they'll go to court. They're issuing a subpoena for that information, and they say they have a constitutional and congressional oversight responsibility to have that.
Not a lot of confirmation as to what's in that complaint, but the president did react to this, denying he did anything wrong.
Yeah, he called it presidential harassment on Twitter, but he did not go into any other details. And members of his own staff, the National Security Council, have refused to comment as well. So right now, I think most of Congress and the press are still in the dark about exactly about the details of this complaint.
So there was the closed-door hearing on this complaint today, Steve. What's next? What's the next step? Do you have any idea?
I think likely this could end up behind closed doors in court as Democrats on Capitol Hill try to hash this out with a federal judge and mediate to see what kind of information they can compel either the new national security director of national intelligence to reveal or the new national security advisor to reveal or the inspector general himself.
CBS correspondent Steve Dorsey joining us live from Washington. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.